But a verse is added to this.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
我妹子，我心腹，我进了我的园中，采了我的没药和香料，吃了我的蜜房和蜂蜜，喝了我的酒和奶。我的朋友们，请吃，我所亲爱的，请喝，且多多的喝。
I have come to my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink. Yes, drink deeply, O beloved.
所以你读的时候，你发现这里也告了一段落。
Here, when you read this, this is also a conclusion.
所以从第二节开始是另外一个新的开始。
So from verse 2, it's a new beginning.
所以这样刚好是五首。
So you see five songs.
那第一首就是第一章第一节到第二章第七节。
So the first song is from chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2.
第二首呢是一直到就是从、第八节第二章第八节到第三章第五节。
So the second song is 2, 8 to 3, 5.
那么三章第六节一直到第五章第一节就是第三首诗。
Chapter 3 verse 6 to chapter 5 verse 1 is the third song.
然后第五章第二节一直到、第七章、第八章第四节这个应该是第四首。
Chapter 5 verse 2 to chapter 8 verse 4 is the fourth song.
然后剩下的第五首。
The rest is the fifth.
所以这个应该是一千零五首里面的五首。
So of the 1,005 songs of Solomon, these are the five.
他们是歌中之歌。
This is a song of Solomon.
是所罗门所写的最受圣灵感动。
This is the song that touched the spirit the most of all the songs that Solomon.
所以圣灵就把它放在圣灵就把它放在圣经。
So the spirit put it in scripture.
当我们读到第三首的时候。
When we read the third song.
那从旷野上来，形状如烟柱，以没药和乳香，并商人各样香粉熏的是谁呢
？Who is this coming out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all the merchant's fragrant powders？
然后呢，你就知道那是所罗门结婚的日子。
You know that that is the wedding day of Solomon。
那从旷野上来的那，在原文是阴性的，不是阳性的。
Who？Is this coming out of the wilderness? That is.
所以一个女性的从旷野上来。
So here we see that this is a female coming out of the wilderness.
但是你看见的呢是所罗门的轿。
His palanquin.
Yeah. 那么我们知道结婚的时候，你叫新，你知道要有轿子。
So you know when you're married, you have a palanquin.
所以很明显的，一面说是谁。那从旷野里上来是谁？是阴性的。
So we know that the one coming out of the wilderness is female.
但是呢，你看见的却是所罗门的花轿。
But you'll see Solomon's palanquin.
然后后面呢，又说这是所罗门婚宴的日子。
So we see that it is the day of his marriage.
所以很清楚的，所罗门是在耶路撒冷结婚的。
So we see that he was wedded, married in Jerusalem.
然后和苏拉米女一直就往旷野去。
And then he goes with the Shulamite all the way to the wilderness.
到了第四章就到了基列山。
And then in chapter 4 it reaches Mount Gilead.
最后呢就到了黑门山。
And then to Hermon.
所以你看耶路撒冷在这里。
Jerusalem is here.
你看见吗？然后呢，他就到旷野里面去。
And then he goes to the wilderness.
你如果从耶路撒冷往旷野去的话，
if you go from Jerusalem to the wilderness,
你很自然就到了耶利哥的旷野。
And very quickly you'll see that you go to the wilderness of Jericho.
然后没有多久以后呢，不要忘记，因为所罗门是王。
Because Solomon is king.
所以他结婚的时候，他所走的路当然是王的大道。
So of course, once he's married, the way he goes is the king's highway.
所以现在写圣经的人，所以现在。圣灵说那从旷野上来形状如烟柱以没药和乳香并商人各样粉香粉熏的是谁呢
So who is this one coming out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke?
所以整个的情景是两个人的情景
This is actually two people that you see
所以你看见说他们在耶路撒冷结婚然后呢他们一同往黑门山去
They are wedded in Jerusalem and then they're going through Mount Gilead
他们走的路应该是王的大道
And they go the king's highway.
因为西士本在王的大道。
Because Heshbon is in the king's.
马哈念也在王的大道。
Mahanaim is in the.
基列山也在王的大道。
Mount Gilead is also in the king's.
然后最后呢，就到了哪里？就到了黑门山。
And at the end, you reach Mount Hermon.
所以很明显，圣经没有明说是王的大道。
Even though the Bible doesn't state that it's
但是你看他沿途所形容的。
But if you see all the description of their voyage,
所以弟兄姊妹，这个跟地理的有关系的。
So it has to do with geography.
比方说讲到基列山。
When you talk about Mount Gilead,
那基列山有一个情形很有意思，就是第四章这里的情形。
So it's very interesting if you look at Mount Gilead.
他说你的头发如同山羊群卧在基列山旁。
Your hair is like a flock of goats going down from Mount Gilead.
你的牙齿如新剪毛的一群母羊，洗净上来，个个都有双生。
Your teeth are like a flock of shorn sheep, which have come out.
这里有两群的羊，两群。
Here you see two.
一个是山羊。
You see two flocks, one flock of goats.
那这个山羊呢？它是躺在基列西旁的。
So you see these goats that are laying at the side.
他们通通是黑的，通通是黑的。
They are all black.
那么尤其他们慢慢往山下走的时候。
So when they walk from the top of the mountain down.
就好像一个人的头发从上面流下来一样。
It's just like hair flowing from top to bottom.
所以这是一面是从那里下来。
So on one hand you see them coming down.
还有一群的母羊呢，个个都是剪过毛的。所以你看就从下面上来，因为从洗了水以后从下面上来。
And see, and then there's another flock of shorn sheep. These they have just been washed, so they're coming from the bottom upward.
当然，圣灵用这个来形容苏拉米。
And then the Spirit uses this to speak of the shorn.
来形容我们属灵的光景。
To speak of our spiritual condition.
因为我们的头发代表我们的奉献。
Because our hair represents our consecration.
在主的眼光中，好像经过基列山一样。
In the Lord's eyes, it's as if going through Mount Gilead.
好像那你看见很多的山羊往下跑的时候，就好像那个头发呢就往下飘一样。
So when we see all these goats coming from the top to the bottom, it's like hair flowing down.
就好像玛利亚用她的头发擦主耶稣的脚一样。
It's just like Mary wiping our Lord's feet.
所以我们就知道说，这个就是基督徒的奉头发，他的奉献是怎么样来形容他的。
So now we see how the consecration of the Christian, how that's described.
所以这就是为什么，你知道当时两个支派的人呢，他们一看到这个就不要到迦南去了。
You know, remember the two spies when they looked at it, they didn't want to go.
他们经过了四十年的漂流，
好不容易到了迦南，
用我们的话来说，好不容易到了天堂了，是不是？
It's like in our words, finally they reach heaven.
他们应该进去，他们不进去啊。
They were supposed to go in, they refused to go.
为什么？
Why?
他们觉得基列山就是天堂啊。
Because they thought Mount Gilead was heaven.
所以你知道基列山有多美吗？
Now you see how Mount Gilead is.
基列山根本就像加密山一样。就像迦南地一样。
So Mount Gilead is just like the land of Canaan.
所以两个支派说我们不过去了。
So the two tribes said we're not going.
所以你看嘛，流变的马拉西这个家的通通住在这边。
So they actually, if you look at it, they stayed in this section on the right.
你知道原因是什么吗？
What was the
reason? 都是因为基列山的缘故。
It's because of Mount Gilead.
所以圣灵形容这些有它的原因的。
So when the Holy Spirit describes them,
所以当你解释的时候，不是你随便乱解的。
So you can't just interpret or explain it any old way.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个就是你看见了这个地理的背景有它的特点。
So there is a background of geography.
然后当然从那里最后就到了黑门山。
And then you reach Mount Hermon.
那黑门山呢，是整个迦南地最高的一个山。
Mount Hermon is the highest mountain in.Land of Canaan.
所以圣经讲到迦南是讲从但到别是巴。
So from Mount Canaan, land of Canaan is from Dan to Beersheba.
那别是巴是在南边。
Beersheba is on the south.
那么这个就代表整个的迦南地。
That is the whole land of Canaan.
那么讲到但的时候，因为但呢就在黑门山下。
Dan is at the foot of Mount Hermon.
那么我们就知道说，所有以色列。它的水气，它的水源都是从黑门山来的。
We know that the source of water of all of Israel comes from Mount Hermon.
所以你只要越靠近黑门山，一片都是一片的青翠，都是翠绿。
So when you the closer you get to Mount Hermon, the greener you'll see.
别是巴越靠近山。
The closer to Beersheba, you'll see more desert.
所以我们知道，越往南走
the more south you go,
越靠近埃及
it's closer to Egypt.
越靠近埃及，越靠近撒哈拉大沙漠。
The closer to Egypt, the closer to the Sahara.
所以你就知道了，以色列迦南地就是在但跟别是巴，但一直到别是巴。
So the land of Canaan goes from Dan to Beersheba.
到了世界就是叙加，叙加就是那个井旁啊，就是那个最深的那口井那里。
So there we're going to go to the deepest well.
那么我们知道说这个谁呢？这个亚伯拉罕呢？他们不就从那边就过来吗？从过了幼发拉底河就这样就沿着王的大道下来的。
So Abraham, when he came down from Euphrates down the King's Highway,
到了马哈念附近左右就转弯了。
And they turned close to Mahanaim.
所以那里有一个洼地，有一个旱谷。
There it was a wadi.
这个旱谷一直走到最末了就得沙。
And it reached all the way to Tirzah.
所以不要忘记，这个美丽如得沙，那个得沙就指着撒玛利亚最美的地方。
And Tirzah here represents the most beautiful.Place in Samaria.
那他跟耶路撒冷一起来并行的。
And it's comparable to Jerusalem.
所罗门那个时候当然耶路撒冷是最美的。
Jerusalem for Solomon was the most beautiful.
但那个时候在北边最美的德撒。
But the most beautiful in the north was Tirzah.
为什么是最美的呢？
Why was the most
beautiful? 因为如果你从马哈念这边过来的话
if you go from Mahanaim to
你又发现它有个旱谷一直往上走走走走到你不能再走了。
You'll see a wadi that goes all the way up to Tirzah.
那么这个就算，那么到了德沙呢，就可以说到了迦南的中心。
So when you reach Tirzah, you'll reach the center of the land of Canaan.
就是说地理中心，你知道吗？你从但到别是巴，它刚好在最中央。
Geographically, it's the center of Canaan.
然后从德沙呢，再往南走，另外一个wadi，另外一个旱谷，就走到了世界。
And if you go to, there's another wadi from Tirzah to Shechem.
那么在世界呢，有一个特点就是它有两座山是东西向的，东西向。
So you actually have a mountain that faces east and west.
那一个在这里，一个在这里。
One's here, one's there.
南边的是基利山 ，Gerizim， 你基利新山。
And the one that's on the south is Mount Gerizim.
北边以巴就是以巴路山。
And the northern one is Mount Ebal.
那这两座山很有意思的。
These two mountains are very interesting.
如果你站在这两个山中间
，If you stand between these two mountains，
啊，亚伯拉罕这么做
，Abraham 的，
约书亚带着所有的以色列也这么做，就聚集在两个山。
Joshua did that as well, bringing all the people of Israel.
那么大家记得，你如果要知道整个迦南地的情形
，If you want to know the situation of the land of Canaan，
你只要到世界，你只要站在两座山中间，你大概就可以看见整个迦南地。
From between these two mountains in Shechem, you will see the whole situation of Canaan.
这里一共有两个山坡，对不对？我如果一共是两个这样的山坡，对不对
？So you'll see two mountain slopes.
啊，黑门山在这里。黑门山。然后这个撒哈拉沙漠在这里。
The Sahara Desert is here.
现在呢，你看有两座山这样，以巴路山跟基利新山。
You have two mountains here, Mount Gerizim, Mount.
所以以色列人就聚在中间。
And the people of Israel met in the middle.
那么你如果往这边看
，If you look towards the left,
因为这个山坡是向着黑门山的。
Because that slope faces Mount Hermon.
所以黑门山的甘露慢慢飘到这里，所以这一面的山坡全部是绿色的、青翠的。
Because of all the water that comes from Mount Hermon, it hits this side, so you'll see a lot of green.
那结果这个以巴路山，你看这边呢
？But in Mount Ebal here,
因为它是面向着整个沙漠的
，because it faces the desert.
所以沙漠的风吹过来呢，就把它吹焦了，所以是一片的枯黄。
So when you see the winds blowing the desert sand, you'll see.A very dry place.
所以这边你看见别是巴的影子，这边你看见但的影子。
So here you see the shadow of Beersheba, and here you see the shadow of Dan.
但到别是巴是很远，对不对
？Dan to Beersheba is very far, right?
但你站在他们中间，你看见这个就是但，这个就是别是巴。
But if you stand right in the middle, you'll see Dan and you'll see Beersheba.
这就是整个的 window， 就整个的迦南美地。
And this is the entire window of the land of.
这是为什么神第一次带亚伯拉罕告诉他说。这就是我要给你的地方。
And that is why God, the first time He took Abraham, He said, "This is the place I'm giving you."
所以这就是亚伯拉罕最早去的地方。
So this is the first place that Abraham went.
所以你可以想象哈，亚伯拉罕一直走，最早走到底了，不能再走就得撒。
And Abraham went until he couldn't go anymore, and that was Tirzah.
那圣经没有讲世界，我雅各是讲得撒，其实就在旁边。
Shechem is right by Tirzah.
那我们这一次呢礼拜四的时候我们开车要经过我们要在这个大概在这里会停一下。
On Thursday, we're going to be around that area.
Yeah, 然后呢最后我们就是我们要停个两站到三站的样子。
We're going to have two or three stops.
所以 这个就是我们讲的德沙，其实就是讲到整个迦南地的中心。
So when we talk about Tirzah, we're talking about the center of the land of Canaan.
所以现在你就知道说，为什么黑门山在圣经里面预表属天的地位。
So now you see why Mount Hermon talks about the position, the heavenly position.
因为你知道，这约旦河是黑门山的水，天气就是天气。